Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today I have a different Cabernet, which I normally be drinking a Cabernet Sauvignon, which you know I love from the California region. They have a lovely Sonoma and a couple of others out in California. And if you really want to get into the Bordeaux, you can get from France, so the Cabernet blends that's from there. But speaking of blends, we have a Cabernet Franc. That's what people really haven't really heard or haven't really seen, because a Cabernet Franc is actually a blend grape. It blends with mostly like Cabernets and Merlots, and they use them a lot for the Bordeaux in France. So it gives that little texture, just a slight bit. It's not as tannic or as acidic as Cabernet Sauvignon. So where do these things come from? There was originated, history says it's originated in France. And if you can get them in the regions of Bordeaux, as we said, and in the Loire regions as well. So it's really a different kind of wine, and it's normally not a standalone. So I was able to get a good standalone Cabernet Franc, which is a lot lighter. So if you're trying to drink a really heavy sit down with a good cigar, or me, a smoking pipe, because it has that tobacco kind of feel and smell and all that to it. This isn't one. It's really lighter. The tannins are lighter than that. The acidity is a little lighter, but it has that raspberry and those violet smells and things in that manner. So you're really getting a lot of that, which I really kind of enjoyed. So what did I get today? I got a Jacqueline Bahieu Cabernet Franc from the Lodi Appellation in Central Valley in California. So I wanted to try something from California. I got these wines that I was tasting from different places and different kinds of distributors. And this one came in because I wanted to try a different Franc. I tried a Franc years ago. It was okay. It wasn't anything to say, oh, I gotta have that again. But it was interesting. So I've said I was excited, and you know, we was gonna have some lasagna and a stuff for trying to go with my regular Italian Sangiovese or Tempranillo with heavy acidic. I said, let me try something light acidic but heavy on the raspberries and cherries and things. So what does this Jacqueline Bahieu gives you? And I'm going with the notes right now. They say spearmint, ripe cherries, a little cola and vanilla, and oak and cedar. And it also said roasted green peppers, chilies, green chilies, I'm sorry, and paprika. Don't get none of that. Not that paprika. Normally I know what a paprika smells like, but it's not giving me that. But it has a supposedly a long finish of oak and cherry, and but balanced acidity as well as tannins. So that's what I got from it. That's what they said. yeah, that's what they said. But it's normally, like I said, from the Bordeaux or Loire regions of France. And I said, let me try this out with my meal. And let's get to the smelling. Let's look at it. Give it a look on there. See that? Pretty good. Nice. A little brighter than a Cabernet Sauvignon. So, you know, you see it's a little brighter color. So let's get a whiff of it. So Raspberry. I get the raspberry. Put that down real quick. Raspberry. I did get a little of that woodsy. I can't distinguish a saddlewood from an oak, from whatever those woodsy type smells. But I always say it gives that smell of wood, and it does have that. The cola, I don't know about that. I'm not getting that from it either. But not bad. So it does have the flavor, that aroma of the cherries. Let me get it one more time. So interesting. Slight mint. If you want to say mint, because I don't normally have mint, but you can taste that sharp mint smell in it, which is really interesting. So let's get a taste of it now. So I had this out for a while. So the tannins is getting it. So actually it's getting a lot better when I first opened this. So I let it breathe a little bit. So the tannins is like, oh, it's a lot more than I initially, because it was a little more, a little less tannic. Now it's a little more tannic. The acidity is pretty balanced. It's not like tightening my lip up. Not much alcohol either, because you don't feel that heat like I normally say. That heat and all. I'm not getting a lot of that, but I am getting, I'd say, more of a dark cherry. It's like they said, it's the major black grape variety. So all of those dark blueberry, raspberry. Not actually raspberry. I'm not getting raspberry, but I'm getting that dark cherry. You ever had like a dark cherry that is kind of like, oh, this is not sweet yet, but it's like really dark? That's what I'm getting from this. It's interesting. So I kind of enjoyed it, and it went really well last night with the lasagna. So, really heavy acidic taste with the tomatoes and everything. So it calmed it down. It didn't actually run with it. It kind of said, hey, slow down. We don't need all that acid. Let's calm that shit down, slow down. So it was pretty good there. So I liked it with the lasagna. It went really well with that. Fruity wise, it's not heavy fruit. It gives you a quick fruit and then it goes away. And then you start going with a lot of the textures of it. I don't know where they got cola from, and maybe I gotta wait and build my palate to sub, because I don't drink any type of cola anyway, so I wouldn't even really know. But it said that, and I was okay. It's a decent wine. It's not a big wine that you would want to be dealing with. I didn't get a lot of vanilla in that. You can probably, push yourself to say, I do smell some vanilla, but I'm not going to go try a vanilla then come back and smell it and go from then. So you try that out. But this is pretty good. It's a very good Cabernet Franc, especially if you want an alternative or a less bold Cabernet Sauvignon. This is a really good standalone Cabernet Franc. So give it a go. Again, Jacqueline Bahieu, Cabernet Franc from California, Central Valley, and the Lodi. I'm going to show you that on the video as well. When you have it and you look at it, it's going to show you that region. Let me show you real quick again of where it's from. And there's some difference also in the leaf, because they use the Cabernet Franc and mixes it with the Cabernet Sauvignon, because it's a good weather type grape. So it can be in a cooler region than a Cabernet Sauvignon. So when you blend those together, it kind of say, hey, look, we can use this as a good blend here. We can use it for a good blend there. Even when you kind of mutate it with a Pinot Noir. So good, good, history on it. Not really one of the major grapes that stand alone, but a major addition to supporting a lot of blends. So read your labels. When you read your labels, you'll find that Cabernet Franc is really dominant. And that's the Bougie Black Brother. And we appreciate you stopping by Urban Wine Life. And we'll see you next Friday for our next wine review. Thanks.